Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't
stop. It's the Murder Master Music Show. 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 It's the Murder Master Music Show.
What is up, everybody? It's episode 331.
Hell yeah.
The music show.
331.
2017. Got the homie Mac J. He's been putting in work. Got us a show with a TV series. It's like a webisode series called Let's Go, yeah. A New Vintage Story, shot in Brownsville. And, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be dope to interview them, guys. We got them Tuesday. Followed by Stevie Ray of Harlem Heat. He's got his own podcast.
Yeah.
He recently interviewed Kay Reno called Straight Shooting. We're going to bring him on Tuesday. You know, tonight, you know what I'm saying, we got Memphis legend, Immortal Low Life, Mr. Ski, you know what I'm saying. He's been putting in work for years, and not just making music. He does video work. He does. I think Two Tone said that Ski was going to shoot his video. We're going to have him on the show tonight. Monday, we got Cuckoo Cal, you know what I'm saying, out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We haven't had him on the show yet. We actually got in touch with him from the homie Abdul the Barber. Shout out to Abdul.
Yeah, shout out to Abdul. Yeah.
And we got connects all over. We got one of the biggest connects on the phone right now, fucking Pittsburgh Brandon. He's killing it over there in the East Coast.
You know what I'm saying? Pittsburgh Pat, bro. One of the hardest working men in the underground scene, man.
Those heavyweights, Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you join that group. Dude's very interactive with the people. Very knowledgeable about hip-hop. Shout out to the homie over in France, Lord Sinister, man. He's always putting in work. He's got his own radio show, too, you know, Sinister Sounds. I think it's every Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Nothing but that southern real shit, man. So, I mean, you know, we got a lot of people on the team, man. Shout out to Scratch. You know what I'm saying? If you need any artwork, that's the motherfucker to go to. Also, D-Painting, you need mixing and mastering done. You want your audio to sound right, you go to him. You can get through all this at ugsforlife.com.
Right.
So you need production, go to the homie Skinny Man. Also, D-Tag. You know, I mean, we got a lot of great people on the team, a lot of people working with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a great year. We're setting up shows left and fucking right. We got five this week. Tomorrow we got Fresh Kid Ice, China Mine Records, Monte Cristo,
mm-hmm.
Drill Em Out, Same Fella, Boy Dirty. You know, I think JT Money might slide through. Lynch Mob might come through. Man, just killing them, man.
Hey, Chris, let me give a shout out real quick, man. I want to give a real good shout out to the homie of Pittsburgh Patrick, man, Brandon right there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I was thinking about it as you was talking. Like, for you motherfuckers that's in the underground, y'all better be sending y'all music to Pat, because ain't nobody going to work y'all music like him. You know what I'm saying? If it's some real shit, don't be sending them none of that bullshit. They don't want none of that swaggy shit. But send them some hard shit and watch this dude get behind your motherfucking project, man. Y'all need to start throwing them a few dollars for this shit. You know what I'm saying? For real, Pat, we need to send you up a GoFundMe page. Shit.
I appreciate that, man.
I just wanted to give you a shout-out, Brandon. You know what I'm saying? On the real.
I appreciate that, man. A lot of people talk that. I support the underground shit. A lot of people talk that I support the underground shit, man, but nobody steps up.
Nobody
man.
Supports
I mean,
the fucking underground, yeah.
There's
only
man.
A few
I mean,
that
I always,
doesn't
I,
like
them. I see the term street team thrown out there a lot, but I never see anybody in the fucking street, man. I'm out there all the time passing out cards. You know, throwing stores a couple dollars to put the UDS cards in their store, man. You know, like, you got to do whatever you can do. If you don't got money, go online, share shit around. Like, everybody's just, you know, designated to what they already like, man. You know, you got to, I like shit from all over the place, man. So they all talk that I support that underground shit. Well, you got to actually support it, man, and open your mind up. Try some new shit. You know what I mean? You might stumble into something that you might really like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate y'all for putting me on, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. We're glad, you know what I'm saying, we're glad we connected with you because, you know what I'm saying, you love the music. It's about the music first and foremost with you, and that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying, a lot of these suckers out here, it's not about the music with them, it's about them. You know what I'm saying? It's solely about them and what they're doing. Now with us, if we seem like it's solely about us, it ain't never. You can't spell UGS without us, motherfucker. Everything we do is for the underground. Every fucking thing we do. You know what I'm saying? So people need to get behind us. They need to support us. They need to go to the Facebook pages, the Twitter, the YouTube. Go to Hell's Heavyweights, you know what I'm saying, Facebook. Go to UGSforLife.com. Support what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing you guys exclusive interviews that you're not getting anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the other shows out there, man. I got nothing but respect for a lot of shows. You know what I'm saying? But some of these dudes ain't interviewing the guys we're interviewing. Some of these motherfuckers ain't doing round tables with multiple legends at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, they're not to their own horn, but the fuck, man. We want them props.
It's just real shit. That's just real shit, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We trying to we do it for the have nots and the ones who don't have the platform to be heard because they don't want to do sucker shit or they don't want to start beefs or they don't want to put on dresses and fucking walk around with handbags and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? We do this shit for the motherfuckers that they say don't have a voice. Yo, you got a motherfucking voice. Like I said, for the last 5 years since I linked up with UGS, I've been hearing nothing but good-ass music. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody say, oh, there ain't no good music out there no more. Yes, the fuck it is. You just ain't looking in the right spots. You're looking at all the wrong spots to get the music. You know what I'm saying? Y'all looking for the radio to tell you what's hot and what's not. You're looking for these fuckboy-ass DJs to tell you what's popping and what ain't. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, like Brandon said, getting in these streets and hearing this shit.
Yeah, you got to get out there in these streets. And with that said, you know what I'm saying, all our supporters, you know what I'm saying, and the people that are just starting to support what we're doing, go to the website, hit up that UGSforLife.com, hit up that donation page, and help us keep helping your favorite artists and keep doing what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, keep supporting the underground. And with that being said, and we're going to play this classic Mr. Ski track, Bills, because, man, that's something we all got. Everybody can relate to this. Then we're going to bring on the man himself. So don't go anywhere. It's Murder Master Music Show.
UGS for life.
Mom. up at 5 a.m., bro. A lot of y'all niggas ain't even got up. Niggas like me, 5 nights been asleep. I'm still up drinking, smoking weed. I'm still up breaking down coca leaves so I can get enough to sell the key. These bills won't pay that debt. My nigga, I do whatever it takes.
Ask anyone to see, oh, I know for sure the answers no. Many fabricate what they can't relate. I'm too real, stop lying, ho. My life shows my character. I'm smoother than lavender. I'm copacetic like menthol. I sit back and I laugh at ya. From sunning up, I got work to do. My kids first, don't play fool. Give them lunch money for their lunch food. Walk to the bus stop and hang cool. I kiss my baby girl on her cheek and I wave goodbye until she can't see. 3 o'clock, I'll be back here. Wait for you until then, daddy gotta work these streets. I work like no other. My body hurt, I suffer. I can't stop, can't hesitate from any form of trouble. I can't complain, I can't whine, cause I know the duty's mine. If you ain't trying to get money, stay away from me. I don't have time. I want every nickel, every dime, every penny, just cause it's mine. You think it's petty cause I want it all, then you don't know what it means to grind. Respect me and I promise thee that it can mess. See if you fuck with me cause I ain't did one thing wrong to y'all fuck niggas, so bring it on.
I'm up at 5 a.m. bro. A lot of y'all niggas ain't even got up. Niggas like me probably ain't been to sleep. I'm still up drinking, smoking weed. I'm still up breaking down coca leaves so I can get enough to sell the key. These bills won't pay themselves. My nigga, I do whatever it takes so we can eat. I'm up at 5 a.m. bro. A lot of y'all niggas ain't even got up. Niggas like me probably ain't been to sleep. I'm still up drinking, smoking weed. I'm still up breaking down coca leaves so I can get enough to sell the key. These bills won't pay that down. My nigga, I do whatever it takes so we can eat.
I'm the nigga sipping no Jim Beam, smoking the gun in the garage, laying low in the family car, thinking about the battle I got ahead with no job. The situation's looking grim, I don't know where to start, so I embark on the journey that might get me killed. They never underestimate reality, this real. So if you niggas thinking about coming to what this field, you better keep your 9 to 5. It's rough out here, so many fake ass niggas and fake ass hoes. These niggas undercover wolves and wear sheep clothes. That's why I roll solo and I creep through slow. I don't have one homie and not one bro. I keep my eyes on the prize and always realize that on my travel to perfection, a nigga might die. So I sever any relations to my human life, so I won't be held back, get the urge to cry. I can't be rather messy if you don't watch the pressure. You gotta fight with enemies and be the aggressor. Never put your blessings in one place. Like a professor, you gotta be a smart nigga cause they'll treat your lesson. You gotta work hard, play hard, go hard, never be barred. Cause niggas always look for something to stretch. You gotta keep your enemies confused at bay. We ain't got nothing to discuss, let's all getting paid. I sacrifice on the daily, I done had enough. I'm sick of listening to you niggas perpetrating your bluff. If you want it, we can get it, but niggas gotta work, bruh. And ain't shit free, don't even ask me, bruh. My baby's gotta heat, too many bills to be paid. And then the niggas second may say the fuck out the way. Going hell or hard, I'm going all the way. And a nigga won't stop until a nigga get paid.
I'm up at 5 a.m., bruh. A lot of y'all niggas ain't even got up. Nigga like me, 5 nights been asleep. I'm still up drinking, smoking weed. I'm still up breaking down coca leaves so I can get enough to sell the key. These bills won't pay that debt. My nigga, I do whatever it takes so we can eat. I'm up at 5 a.m., bruh. A lot of y'all niggas ain't even got up. Nigga like me, 5 nights been asleep. I'm still up drinking, smoking weed. I'm still up breaking down coca leaves so I can get enough to sell the key. These bills won't pay that debt. My nigga, I do whatever it takes so we can eat.
How can you guys not feel?
Hell yeah.
Who doesn't have
right.
Feels? You know what I'm saying? That was a dope track, man. Let's bring on the man himself, Mr. Ski. How you doing, Mr. Ski?
What it do, homie? What's going down?
Man, first
going
and foremost,
on,
man, glad to have you back.
Can y'all
on the
hear
show.
Me?
Yeah,
glad appreciate it. Okay, dude, I got my little Bluetooth on, man. I'm driving, so it's a little more comfortable with this shit on. Shit, I just heard the song and had plenty of cussing in it, so I ain't got to watch my language, right?
No, you're good, man. You can go down to seven
okay.
George Carlin words, man. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits are all allowed on the show.
Dude,
man, I can't believe I remember
dude.
That shit. Wow.
Yeah.
But man, what you been up to, man?
Man, so much. The past year, you know, I dropped a few EPs and did a few collaboration projects. That was the most that I've done as an artist. But my time has been taken up so much with producing and, you know, it's hard to focus on my own personal career, you know, because I run a full-time studio every day, you know,
yeah.
Sunday through Saturday, you know, 7 days a week. So I'm in there from morning, sometime all morning, all night, you know, and I travel a lot. I shoot a lot of videos, do a lot of video editing, you know. So that's basically just the job portion, you know what I'm saying? That pays the bills.
Yeah,
you know, and but I've got projects I've been working on. And this year I plan to focus on, well, I don't plan to. I am going to focus more on being a solo artist, because I've had time to actually, you know, master the projects that I have been, you know, working on in between producing everybody else. So now it's time for me to get a little shine on, you know, for
myself. Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, at the end of the day, you got to enjoy the fruits of your labor, too. And like you're talking about, all that work you do, you know what I'm saying? You're taking on the role of a artist, producer, CEO, director. I mean, where do you find time to do it? Plus father, where do you find time to
yeah.
do that?
Oh,
that's the biggest
man.
Job of them all, right?
Yeah, being relate. A father. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. It's very stressing. And like I always say, you got to be strong to be strong. And if you're not, you know, rounded within yourself, you won't be able to pull it off. And as far as finding the time, you just really have to take the time. You have to make the time. You know, I have to make up times in a day. You know, they say it's 24 hours a day. I have to make a day be 32 hours, you know. Otherwise, I won't get shit done.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, real talk, man. There's so
yeah.
much competition out there, too. I mean, you got to really stay ahead of the game. Like, me and Mac were talking, we were like, man, this is going to be the year of the podcast. You know, so every motherfucker's doing a podcast now.
Hell, yeah.
Keep up with the motherfuckers. We got to grind 10 times harder than all of them, you know? And,
Yeah.
You got to have that mentality, I guess.
Yeah, you know, being in the genre that I'm in, the industry, everybody that I meet, you know, 4.5 out of 5 people raps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, 4.5. So that's like almost everybody raps, you know. And there was once upon a time, you know, everybody had a DJ in front of their name. It was DJ something. Or,
mm-hmm.
or you know, so, yeah, the competition, if you want to say quality over quantity, you know, I say quantity over quality, because you got a bunch of motherfuckers saying they this and that, but really ain't that. You know what I'm saying? They say they're producers, but
right.
they looping sounds. They ain't playing shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right, exactly. I was just about to say that too.
Yeah. So I pride myself on quality versus quantity. That's why I'm not dropping albums every 2 and 3 months. You know, you might see one twice a year. You know, and I might do maybe 50 or 100 collabs in between that time. But you know. My motto is quality over quantity.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, almost like you're sitting back mastering your craft and shit, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to repetition. Because that's all this new shit is. It's repetitive.
Yeah, right. You know, and honestly, you know, I get tired of seeing and hearing a motherfucker every month. You know, give me a break. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
you know what I'm saying? I remember back in the day, man. you know, Cat Man, you know, they drop probably an album once a year. Shit, that was on a good year. You know, you might see them every
right.
2 years. But we was anticipating
right.
that album because we knew it was
exactly.
going to be a classic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, man, I got a new mixtape dropping next month. And I'm like, motherfucker, you just dropped one last month. You know, I don't want to hear you no more. You know, give me something else.
Right.
Because it's probably going to be the same old shit anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Saturation, you know, I sat back and watched just like you did. They just started trickling in, and before you know it, the game was to the point where every other motherfucker was a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my job, you know what I'm saying, as not only a music journalist, but as a fan of the music, I had to fucking weave through all the bullshit and try to show people, okay, hey, Mr. Ski is over here, and hey, don't forget about Spice One over there. It's almost insanity, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
so many people are forgetting about guys like yourself, and you know, it's nuts because you've done a lot of shit, especially in Memphis, man. How far do your roots go back in the M Town, Mr. Ski?
I would say officially 94. You know, I was a child, man, watching the veterans before me, you know, guys like Gangsta Pat, you know, Al Capone, your Squeakies, your Paul, you know, they was doing the 8-Ball, and, you know, they was doing it before I even thought about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I would go to the club, stand outside, and get somebody to sneak me in. You know, I wasn't even old enough to be in there to see them, you know what I'm saying? So I've been doing it a very long time, and it's really all I know. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, I used to live in Memphis. I moved to Memphis in 95. And
yeah,
that's right around the same time. Like, I'm from that same era, too, of not being able, old enough to get in these spots, but seeing these guys and buying the music. Like, going,
mm-hmm.
I used to go to Music Aquarium on Winchester and Kazaza because I'm from the Kingsgate over there. And we be in that motherfucker. We couldn't, you know what I'm saying? And everybody had consignment deals and shit too back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So you was able to get a lot of them albums quick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I made my rounds at places like Music Aquarium, TNT, Cartoons, Mr. V's, you know what I'm saying, Boss Ugly Bob's, you know, every month I probably drop a tape. Yeah, you know, I go and they would buy them for me. They'd give me $250 a tape, man, and I just do my rounds, you know what I mean? Get that little money, man, shit, flip it and do it again until I got capable enough to, you know, to drive out of town and slang out the trunk, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some good old days, though.
Yeah, Music Aquarium. I remember that, man. That was one of my spots, too, man, Music Aquarium. Yeah. But to go back to what you said,
the homie Larry that used to own that shit, you know what I'm saying? He passed away years ago, but
yeah,
that was my guy.
Yeah, I hate what happened to him, man. He was, you know, he was in the hood. You know, he was in one of them spots, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unfortunate what happened, you know, because he was really a icon to the neighborhood, and that happened to him, you know.
Right.
Mhm.
You mentioned Gangsta Pat earlier. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't he pretty much the guy that put Memphis on the map as far as, you know what I'm saying, the first artist with a major deal?
I mean, you know, I can't confirm that because I don't have the actual facts because, you know, all I can go on is from his word. If he say he did it, then, you know, all I can say is, you know, he did it because I wasn't doing it when they were doing it. So, I can't say if it's official or not. You know, I heard there were a lot of other rappers doing it, you know. You had Radical Key and Spanish Fly and a lot of guys. Oh, you know, they were a lot older doing it at the time. So, I mean, yeah, he was one of the first. You know what I'm saying? That I do remember.
Yeah.
Doing it around that time.
Huge music history period. I mean, just, you know, going back in time. Like I love that Al Capone video, the music. It just really reflects what this city is all about, the culture, the music, you know.
Right.
You know, being part of that, what's it like to be part of that type of musical history? Because I don't think Memphis really gets the props it deserves in the musical city.
Yeah. You know, Memphis roots is dark, man. It was always dark here, you know. when you back in the day when you heard Memphis, you thought devil shit. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
It was yeah, but it was never
Voodoo Village and all that old type of shit.
Yeah. But you know, it was a dog city, man. We went through some dog shit, man, and it had nothing to do with worshiping the devil. It was just some devil shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just that dog, you know, and niggas just called it devil shit, you know. And next thing you know, it became a rap trend, you know. It was like, yeah, let me hear some of that devil shit, you know what I'm saying? But it was really just saying, man. Yeah. But we was really just saying it's fucked up here. We ain't worshiping the devil. It's just really fucked up here, you know. So we got a lot of history, man, and a lot of pioneers that I looked up to, you know, that like I said, inspired me. Like I said, like your Gangsta Pats, your Al Capone, your Squeaky, your Pauls, you know, your Eight Balls. You know, I was listening to all them cats, man, and I was able to work with a lot of them when I started producing. You know what I'm saying? And that was a blessing to me too, as well.
Who were some of the guys? Go ahead, Fred. My bad. No, I was just gonna say, who were some of the guys that you were working with in those days?
Well, you know, the website can exploit that better than I can say it, but you know, I got collaboration albums with Tomsky, Nancy Nardo, Al Capone. You know, I got collaborations with Gangsta Black. And then Skinny Pimp and a lot of the guys that I probably didn't get to work with is because I just never had time to get to them, you know, because at one point in time I just started traveling, you know, because I went to Europe for a while. Then, you know, I just started traveling a lot, doing a lot of shows in and out of town, and I really laid my mark as a producer. And that's really where I was putting more of my focus into producing, because that's where my heart was. I like making beats. But then, next thing you know, I started rapping on them. And then, you know, I went from producer to being a rapper and producer and rapper, you know. So that's kind of how that panned out there. So
I was going to ask you as a producer, have you ever experienced or had to deal with, like, somebody stealing your shit? Like, you made a beat, you know, you did all that shit. The next thing you know, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. No, I actually haven't, you know, and not to say that it hadn't been done. I maybe just hadn't heard it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was always the Ice Cube of the group. I was a skeptic. I didn't jump. You know, I didn't jump at the glitter. You know, I wanted to make sure it shined for a long time. And I never rushed into doing things. And any business relationships or transactions that I did, I always made sure that my shit was A1 and made sure it was tight, or I didn't go through with it. And if I feel like the guy was shysty or shady or it was going to be some bad business, I just didn't deal with it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
That's life for motherfuckers
too,
man.
Pretty much
how I am, man.
You sometimes if you put too much trust in someone, you end up with not just a knife in your back, the whole fucking kitchen cabinet full of knives in your back. So you got to be careful.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
Yeah.
But hey, with that being said, Ski, let's go off into this track. You just talk about devil shit, man. Let's play. I listen to devil shit, man. Tell everybody about this.
Oh, that's a collaboration I did. With my homie, man, my new protege, Jaden Young, man, and it was basically kind of that entire album is kind of a homage to the 1994-95-96 era when, you know, we just had that riding, that devil shit riding, that Chevy music, you know what I'm saying? That's what we call it, you know, that Chevy music, and that's basically what it is, and of course, you know, my delivery on things is a little more deeper than it comes out to be, because if you listen to it, I'm talking about some real depressed and dark moments coming out of some real, you know, some dark areas, you know, and it's like I say, it's not anything as far as worshiping the devil. It's just I'm talking about, you know, hey, shit, I listen to devil shit, I see devil shit, so shit, I'm in this shit, but I don't want to be in it, but I'm in it, you know, so I'm rapping about it, you know what I'm saying? Right. So that's basically what that is. And I think most people nowadays get it. You know, back in the day, you know, it was kind of a gimmick. You know, niggas were like, man, you heard that shit, man? That man talking about he listen to devil shit, man. You know, it's kind of like back in the day, you know, when it was some gimmick shit. So we really didn't even answer to it because it got attention. So we just let folks think what they want to think, you know. But an intelligent person would pick up on it, or, you know what I'm saying? If he had any two cents, he'd get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Most
definitely. Yeah, that's basically it. Like I said, that entire album, man, it's kind of like a homage to that 95 Chevy music, man. You know, you get in the Chevy, turn up the AC, man, and we just smoke blunts, man, and just ride out. That's what
it is. Hell yeah. Well, don't go nowhere. We're gonna be right back with the homie Mr. Ski. It's our Listen to Devil Shit right here on the Murder Master Music Show. We listen to devil shit.
UGS for life.
I sit there, smoke weed and get full of it. Lay up in the cut all day, listen to devil shit. Bitch, I sit there, smoke weed and get full of it. Lay up in the cut all day, listen to devil shit.
I listen to devil shit.
Yeah, man, how could you not listen to devil shit? Especially in this day and age that we live in. We got Mr. Ski on the Murder Master Music Show. Dope track right here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring on the first caller tonight, all the way from France. It's the French Connection, like Gene Hackman, the one and only Lord Sinister. How you doing there, Sin?
Hi.
Sin, what up, bro?
Hi. Yeah, what up? What up, Scott? What up, Mac J? What up, Mr. Ski?
What's up,
man? I'm fine. Tell us about your album, Black Fortress. Is it the name Black Fortress from I remember the long night chip, you know, about loud and famous rhymes he spits, and of your group also Immortal Alive, and the deep tracks like Mysterious Ways and Power of the Spirit, and can you talk about your album Black Fortress?
Okay, you said tell you about the album The Black Fortress. That album, well, I know we re-released it maybe a couple of years ago. I remastered it actually because that album was on tape. We recorded it on a 4-track. That was like one of the first underground albums that I did when I was in the group Immortal Lowlife, which is still a group. But that was like one of our first albums we did. We were actually in high school when we did that. So we recorded that in a bedroom, man, and I think we got it mastered at one of the local studios. But that was a pretty black album, man. Like I said, we were some dog cats, man. and you know, we was young and full of rage and looking for people to blame for the shit that we was in. I mean, most half of it, we was putting ourselves in it. But you grow and learn. Did you see the re-release that we did? I think it got the new cover on it. Got me on there looking like the bitch from The Ring, with the black eyes and shit. Some old gory shit. Yeah. But go ahead.
The name of Black Fortress came from the long night with the most rhymes. You know, when he said, country crops from the Black Fortress. Remember that?
Yeah, you talking about one of the songs, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. I think it was one of the songs I did by myself. I know a lot of the guys didn't like that at the time.
Mysterious Ways.
You know, Mysterious Ways. I think. Yeah, that was a group song. They had like three of us on it. I think the one he's talking about is it was a solo song I did by myself. It was kind of like an intro. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Also Alone in the World in 1998, like, was crazy. Was so dope. Was so. So sad track, but it's just so real. Alone in the World.
Alone in the World. This track. Yeah. I remember all that, man. All that was actually how I was feeling at the time because I did a lot on my own. I still do. I was a very independent person growing up. I had to be grown quick. You know, I had to be grown as a child. So, I was the dog of things in life for real. For real, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, you've been putting in work. I mean, he's going way back. Sin is like the fucking encyclopedia of rap. If I could compare him to somebody, he would be the French version of J-Dog. You know J-Dog. That dude's...
He was the Wikipedia of the underground, man. He knew everything.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
Whole career on trial, man. He goes way back in the fucking day, man.
Yeah.
His knowledge is crazy, man. Salute to Sinister, man. His knowledge is...
sometimes people come out, they don't write an accurate history, but people like Sin, they're there to, no, it went down like this, or this song was on that tape, or, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to him. and everybody like them that it's keeping this shit going. It's all about the preservation. What was the very first tape you recorded, Mr. Ski?
Let's see. It wasn't the Black Forces. It was actually one before that. And it got destroyed, and I hate it did, because I would have released it today. I forgot the name of it. So I guess I think the Black Forces was the first official one that actually, yeah, the Black Forces, and I let me think. Man, it's been so long, man, and it's been so many, man. I know it's like 100-plus albums, but
yeah,
I think it was one before that. That actually is a blessing and a curse. Because like I say, when I'm not dropping my, when I don't have time to focus on my own albums, I can keep myself relevant by featuring. And I kind of made a career out of that for a long time. You know, still do, because if it's not songs, I'm probably doing collaboration albums of some sort, or I'm producing something, you know, it's keeping me relevant.
Hell yeah.
But,
That's what it's all about, man. And, you know, you got the longevity, and like we were talking about earlier, you do so much more than just, you know, just rap. There's so much involved in this. You know what I'm saying? Now, you're shooting videos, who are some of the artists you shot videos for over the years? I know you get ready to do one with Two Tone, and you were saying last week. Who are some of the other guys
you
shot videos for?
Of course, the Nancy Nardo. Most of the people that I work with and produce, because usually when they come in and if they record with me, they see the hey shit. I can get my album recorded here. I can get it mixed here. I can get it mastered here. And shit, I can go in the other room and take pictures. And shit, we can shoot a video in the same area as well. So a lot of the guys that come in that I work with, one-stop shop. You know, and of course, it's a professional environment. You know, you go to some studios, man, you don't know if it's a studio or a dope house. So, you know, I always try to operate in a professional manner, man. But like I said, Dula, Al Capone, Nancy Nardo, man, it's a lot of local talent, man. And hell, if I ain't doing a music video, shit, I'm probably shooting wedding. Hell, I shot a funeral last week, and I'm asking myself, who the fuck want to go back and watch that? But you know, I didn't ask no questions when they paid me. I do a lot of commercial videography, man. So. It don't stop. I don't limit myself, you know. And this is, like I said, this is the job. This is my job. This is my 9-to-5, or I would say my 24/7, because it don't stop. You know, I might get off the phone with you and get a call 12:00 at night in the morning, and a guy want to come in and record 5 songs, you know. And if I want to get paid, I'm gonna get my ass up and go to the studio.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you don't want to, you know that. Yeah. Well, shit. This is money right here. This is for some bills. It's towards some money on the bills. You're like the homie Emo, man, out of Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? You work with Brother Lynch and many artists. You build the same stuff. He's like a one-stop shop, you know what I'm saying, over there in his area, shooting videos all the time, studio. So, you know, it's important that people have that rather than going to 10 different people for every different thing, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that you taught yourself how to do all this, man. Did you, when did you decide, you know what, I'm going to handle pretty much everything, graphics, videos, production, mixing, mastering? When did you start getting into all that?
When I couldn't afford to pay for it myself, you know.
That's real shit.
That's basically it. You know, I couldn't afford to keep paying a guy to shoot me a video. I couldn't keep afford to pay for studio time, because you know, coming up, you know, especially when you're in groups, you tend to have only one or two people actually funding everything. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes a very big burden. So instead of working my ass off and doing legal and illegal hustles, trying to get the things that we needed. I just learned how to do them myself, you know. And every little penny I got, man, you know, the first thing I ever bought was a keyboard, because I was actually buying tracks in the beginning, but I could always hear music, you know. When I was a child, I was like, well, you know, I wanted to be sound this way, so I was like, well, I need to buy me a keyboard. But before I actually bought a keyboard, I was renting a keyboard. Then I bought a keyboard. Then from there, I bought a four-track recorder. You know, and I just stacked on, you know, during the years, you know, and eventually just got everything myself, you know. I'm somewhat of a perfectionist. Now, let me take that back. I am a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying? And when people were doing things for me, I was very offended by, you know, I'm paying you my money and you're still not giving me what I want. You know, so to resolve that problem, like I said, I just learned how to do it myself. You know.
Definition of an independent artist, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real shit.
Yeah, Mr. Ski, I wanted to ask you about something, man. What was it like with working with T.I., man? You and El Capone had that track with T.I., man. I'm from Pittsburgh. And I'm telling you, man, when we heard that song, man, that song was everywhere. Everybody loved that song, man, including myself.
Yeah.
But what was it like working with someone like T.I., man?
T.I., if you're the type of person that's easily offended, you probably can't work with a guy like him, because T.I. is very reserved and he doesn't speak much. And he'll give off a real dismissive attitude. and if you're easily offended, you probably wouldn't survive with him. But I mean, he's very relaxed and he doesn't say much, and he'll almost make you think that he don't want nothing to do with you. But he's just very subtle. He's a cool guy, man. And like I say, just real laid back. And it was brief the time we worked, but the little time that we did work, like I said, I guess I got to get some of his demeanor and his atmosphere, man. And it was a pretty good experience, man. And we probably could have done more had I pursued it, but at the time, you know, this was when I was actually working at the radio station as well, and I was just meeting so many people traveling, and I was just, man, just kind of just ping ponging, and I was just meet this guy, try to do this with him. Get him with him while he's in my face, because I know once he gets out of my face, he probably will forget my name and face. So I get him while I got him in front of me and get what I could out of him, you know.
Yeah, that was a dope track, man. Like, I saw you guys had good chemistry, man, really. That was one of my favorite T.I. collaborations. We heard that.
That's a fight track. You know, I would go to shows and I would have club managers to tell me that I can't perform that song, and I saw why. He showed me a tape of when he played it once. And he said, and the people immediately, it's like when they came on, say it to my face, they just started walking around in a circle, pumping their fists. You know what I'm saying? And it was a fight song. And, yes, there was a lot of places they wouldn't even let us perform it.
Wow. Yeah, I know up here, man, like, Memphis, for some reason, is huge in Pittsburgh. Like, a lot of Memphis artists blow up here, man. But that song,
really?
That song stuck here. Like, that song is stuck. Like, when that came out, man, you heard that song for, man, like, 6 months straight. Everybody had that song on every mix CD, everything, man. You're right, man. It could get you pumped up, man. I could definitely
get you pumped up. Yeah. And you know,
some shit popping off, man. I could get some shit popping off with that.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that's kind of was my little thing back then. You know, we did fight music, and we did a lot of it, and we had to be very selective on our show CDs when we went certain places, because we were doing shows and holding the walls, man. One way in, one way out. You know, and if they was fighting up front, we had to wait till they finished to even get out that motherfucker. So it was crazy back in the day. Yeah,
right.
It was crazy, man. Yeah. Actually, Al Capone, he was supposed to be on that song, but he went out of the town. I think the week that we recorded it. So I ended up writing the third verse and putting the third verse on it, and we released the album.
Wow.
Well,
hell
yeah.
Well, that came. You guys came to perform, and you ended up seeing a fight. You ended up seeing the show. But yeah, that's crazy, man. The music in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, aside from like the groups like the Hard Boys and Sammy Sam, I'm talking about the later guys like Little John and all that, they were heavily influenced by Memphis. You know what I'm saying? So it would only make sense that you and T.I., you know, collaborate on something like that, you know, with that type of energy. But did you notice, you know, because I remember when Memphis artists like Skinny Pimp, Gangsta Pat, some other ones, they used to go down in Atlanta. And a few years later, Atlanta sounded an awful lot like Memphis. Did you ever notice that yourself?
I remember that time when, you know, it was a bit of a cold war where they was saying that Atlanta stole Memphis style. Hell, they was saying Bone Thugs stole Memphis style, and everybody, you know, great minds think alike, and when people look up to you, they're gonna sound like you. And I really think Atlanta had their own version of, I guess, crunk music, because we did our music was a little more dark and militant, you know, and their music was a little more raunchy and kind of wilder, you know what I'm saying? It was a little more commercial and clubby, while our shit was a little more dark and militant, like we'll beat your ass into the ground, while theirs were like, you know, we popping balls at the club, what's up, don't fuck up. You know, it was a little different. So I really didn't fall into that. I didn't really feel like they stole anything. Maybe they took a little sauce and went and made them their own little gumbo, you know, but I still think at the end of the day, we stood out and we had our own shit, and we still do. You know what I'm saying? You'll know, hey, that's a Memphis track, and then that's an Atlanta track. You know? That's just my opinion. You know?
Yeah.
You know, there may have been some guys that actually tried to sound Memphis, you know? I kind of had tunnel vision. I was always the type that kind of stayed in my own lane and dealt with the people that I was dealing with. You know, if I really went up on you, I probably didn't know, you know. So, hell, I was doing so much, you know, like I said, from producing and being an artist, you know, it's a lot of things I probably could have missed, you know. But that's just my take on it, you know. I know everybody got their own take, and, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know. It's set in stone, you know what I'm saying? The music is out there. You guys got you got a hell of a catalog of music, you know what I'm saying? If people want to get some of your releases and your stuff, where can they go, Mr. Ski?
They can go to MrSki.net. It's MrSchi.net. Every CD that I've dropped personally is on there. Now the collaborations, you know, you probably have to do a little Google search, and it's so much out there, man. I see shit sometimes, I forget that I done featured on it. But all of my CDs are on my site, which is probably 50 or more. And also, it's ImmortalProductionsMemphis.net, which is actually the same site. It's just two different links to the same site. But, that's pretty much it, man. And other than that, you can Google me, and I'm pretty sure I'm a pop up with a half a million results. If you can't find a Mr. Ski CD, they ain't looking hard enough.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what. I thank you for coming on the show. Before we leave, though, we got this track, Unholy Immortal, I want to play. If you can, could you intro this for us?
Yeah, this is Unholy Immortal. This is from the Jaden Young and the Mr. Ski collaboration album, man. It features some of the original members, which is Blonde and Pimp Minister, and the newest, which is Jaden Young, and yours truly, Ski Eastwood. Y'all pick it up, man. That's that The Evil Within is out now. Y'all be looking for my new shit. I got plenty of shit coming this year. I got the Vendetta 3 with T-Rock. I got the Master, which is my solo. I got an EP, The Ascension, and I got another solo called Voodoo. Y'all be on the lookout. This is my year to be an artist. And, man, I'm going to do it big. All right?
Hey, man, we got to have you on again, you know what I'm saying, when you start dropping these projects, man. Thank you so much for coming on, Ski. Real talk.
Yeah, okay, man, for sure, man. Appreciate y'all having me on. Take it easy.
Anytime. Here it is, Unholy Immortal, Mr. Ski. Don't go nowhere.
I'm an immortal. I'm an immortal. Yeah. I'm an immortal. Bitch, I'm unholy. Bitch, I'm unholy. Bitch, I'm unholy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches. I leave you so holy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches. I leave you so holy. Yeah, bust around so that game stop. Fitness break down all y'all. Sacrament of unholiness. Belief and religion has left y'all. Ain't too much left to conquer. Angels, they fall in tougher. As devils cry, these demons rise to consume this world to nothing. Watch your bag, never get caught slipping in dirty streets. Ain't no telling where these damn killers gon' be. Maybe in the shadows of the alleyway, but you ain't fucking with me. Keep your thing on me. Locked, loaded, and ready to go. Bring your motherfucking wind back, that's a show. Lay a punk motherfucker down on the ground when you fucking with me. Your mind, bitch, you gotta go, it's like a war zone. And I ain't taking no prisoners. Stepping up to this and everybody is a victim. Player you won't like you said, a silver bitch. I'ma show you what it means, take it even the wicked. Knocking me, a bitch in the trunk. Throwing in my mind, hit a line and a fuck. Dragging you down to the river, dump your body in the wet, man. As I watch you slump, deep in this abyss, no one hears you scream. Left alone, the wind is never to sleep. Trapped in the city, you see it, I hate to see you win. Believe me, I see some evil things. Homies, they turn in the blink of an eye. A rubber sheet's called main, that's no lie. Hands trapped with the yoke of mine. Running up on me, I don't think that you're ready to die. I'm an immortal. I'm an immortal. I'm an immortal. Bitch, I'm unholy. Bitch, I'm unholy. Bitch, I'm unholy. Bitch, I'm unholy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy. I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal. Bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy. Fucker 95, I got a 24-7, set. Trapped in the ghetto where we all so wet. Trapped in the ghetto where the kids so fat. Ain't nobody gon' have it, so don't get caught slipping. Don't be a victim, see a hater, better get up. If you talk about shooting, don't wait, better split them. Trust no one in the valley of a dust. You know it's a real business when a hoe set you up. Can't dust to dust, a nigga gone in the blink. Better react quick, you be dead if it ain't thrown up in the river. Blooded up in the trunk full of bullets and stab wounds that'll make you stink. Got a membership with the devil, that's some treacherous foe. It ain't nothing for daddy, dealing with some money and dough. I ain't thinking about sensitivity, a nigga too cold. So if you're looking for love, you better move.
Unholy sacrament, unrighteous hood. I am filled with malevolence, ancient blood. I am war with the voices in my head. Torture, murder, kill me, everybody dead.
Bitch, I'm my drummer, I have no honor. Lost in this balance, it's making your gunner. Intoxicated on everything that you can think of. It's made me the violence of hunter. Lock all your doors, I come to sin. Won't do you no good, cause I kick them in. Misery, love, coming in. So I come to take you to places where hell never ends.
I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal. Bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy. Bitch, I'm unholy. Bitch, I'm unholy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy. I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal. Bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy. When I pull out my chopper, I bust at you bitches, I leave you so holy.
Immortal for life is the shit that I claim. If you see me, you know that I'm strapped with that thing. I talk about darkness cause that is the streets. I don't see much kindness, I'll never be beat. My city's so savage, these niggas is yellow. They will take your life and just drive up and down. So I keep a cannon cause I ain't gon' let up his niggas. Just run up and take what was mine. Suckers be taking this shit for a joke. They think cause I'm blind, a nigga gon' choke. You wish I was soft, you hope I'm a lame. But bitch, I'm immortal, I do not play games. And I got a clip full of killers that's ready to body your ass if I throw on some chains. Point blank range, fuck some mane. Elephant nut, nigga,
bitch, I'm a holy, bitch, I'm a hoe, but I pray every day, but I pray every day. Does it matter to who? Just pray that you don't meet your maker today. Okay, I'm a force to be reckoned with. Reckon with. 666 headed on my neck. On my neck. You can call me Mark of the Beast. Mark of the Beast. Better hope that we never meet. Hope that we never meet. Bitch, I'm immortal forever. I'm riding with all kind of devils. We toting the pistols and shovels. This is it. This is your final level. You dancing with the devil's daughter. When I call him, he coming to slaughter. It's okay, you can pray to your man. Remember who was his right hand.
I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal, I'm an immortal. Bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy, bitch, I'm unholy.
We had homie PSK13 on. He's got his, make sure to go get his new album, you know what I'm saying, Sippin' on Lean, Space Age Sippin'. That's out right now, you know what I'm saying. Make sure to support that. You know, also go out and get the homie Two Tone's new album, you know what I'm saying, New Direction. You know what I'm saying, man, that shit's dope. That, we're going to probably end the hour with the one of Two Tone's tracks as well, because
I've been really feeling the album lately.
Two Tone, man, you know what I'm saying, that was a good show. If you haven't heard it, go to UGSForLife.com, make sure you check it out. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in, we got Fresh Kid Ice, Chinaman Records, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a dope show right there. He's got a new compilation he just dropped called Breaking Glass Ceilings. Actually, he's dropping it Friday the 13th. A lot of dope music is coming out in 2017, and you just heard Ski. He's got a bunch of shit on deck. So I'm looking forward to what he's got coming. I know T-Rock's got some stuff coming. 20 to Life. Last year, K-Reno dropped 7 albums on one day. Never been done before in the history of hip-hop or any genre of music,
right.
I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Pat said he might even have some new shit coming out. You know what I'm saying? I've been peeping him out a little bit, too.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, a lot of stuff's going on, man. Next week, we got one of the shows we got next week I want to talk about. We got Odell, you know what I'm saying, Beats by the Pound, Medicine Men. Huge influence on the game. I mean, they sold millions upon millions of records, you know what I'm saying? It really blew up No Limit. They were the sound behind No Limit. You know what I'm saying? You got one of them No Limit CDs like Max, Shell Shock, you know, C-Murder.
They had so many of them.
You were getting some hard shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. These guys, they put in lots and lots of work, man. So shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be, he's going to be on the show. We're probably going to have KLC on again in the future. Tuesday, make sure you tune in. This is going to be a first professional wrestler on the show. We're going to have Stevie Ray, Harlem Heat. He's going to be on the show. He's got a podcast called Straight Shooting. Yeah, that's going to be crazy. Also on that same episode, it's Let's Go Cast and Crew, new webisode TV series that's out right now. Mac turned us on to.
Check out the episode, filmmakers. Too, man. Like, they got a Christmas movie on that motherfucker, too. That shit pretty funny. So, if you into them webisodes or you ain't got cable or you ain't trying to watch Empire and all, that's basically like the alternative to that type of shit. There's people out here putting their own shit together. I done seen a couple different ones on here, too.
Right.
Yeah, I done seen a couple other ones. There's one called The Professional Chiller. I kind of like that one, too. I think they from New York, too, if I ain't mistaken. But it's a decent story. They might not have had a big budget that NBC or HBO and all of them got, but good stories with real actors, man. That shit tight. I like that shit.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on, man. Thursday we got Cedric Singleton of Black Market Records. You know, you just signed X-Rated again. X-Rated's going to be back on Black Market Records. You know, also X-Rated is going to be getting out of jail hopefully this year. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You know, because you look what that guy did. Look at his discography of music that he did from behind the wall. Imagine what he's going to be able to do when he touches down on the bricks, when he could actually go out and promote and do shows and things of that nature. That's going to be huge. So be looking out for X-Rated. We hope to have him on the show. Also, the Outlaws. You know what I'm saying? They got a brand new album. It's also on Black Market Records. Then Friday, we end the Murder Master Music Show week. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. Who the fuck do we got Friday, man?
Just tune in.
Mississippi, and Fred Stein out of Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we hit everywhere. You know, Houston, Memphis, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow, Miami, and Sacramento's in Brooklyn, and fucking Jackson, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? So, and keep fucking with
them. And with tomorrow, you got Miami and Detroit. You know, you think you got probably, yeah, you got everywhere tomorrow, man, with Monte Cristo and Fresh Kid Ice.
Yeah,
man,
yeah, tomorrow's like a round table pretty much.
Right, we all over the country on your motherfucking asses with this shit.
Yeah, right. And, you know what I'm saying, then Monday, like I said, we got Cuckoo Cow. Then you already know who we got Tuesday, then you know we got Wednesday. So, you know, we're putting in a lot of work. Then, of course, Saturdays, we got Underground Saturday Night with Mac J and Velvet Rose. Episode 34. Last week was really episode 33. I jumped the gun and said it was episode 34, but it wasn't. This week would be episode 34, so you guys got to do episode 34 all over again. I've done to that with every fucking show. You, I mean, you just heard me. I forgot the hell we had on Friday. So who the fuck we got on Friday, Mac? You know, I don't even know. But, you know, I just make the flyer, and that's it, and then I forget everything. So it's up to you the people, to remind me. You got to go to Facebook, you know what I'm saying, hit us up on the Facebook page, at MMMS for life, you know what I'm saying. Man, go to all the Facebook pages, Underground Saturday Night, Hell's Heavyweights, Murder Master Music Show,
Church
Core Radio, that's Church of Reality, yep. You know, just fuck with us, man. Fuck with us, everything we're trying to do. And definitely... you know what I'm saying, look out for more shows, because we're going to be booking shows like a motherfucker this year. We're trying to fill slots. And if you got some dope music, man, hit us up, Perez at UGSForLife.com or MacJ, UGSForLife.com. If we like the fucking music, we might just bring you on the show. You know, it's that simple.
Hell yeah.
If it's dope, we'll check it out. You know what I'm saying? Or we'll also send it to Sin. He's got a show, you know what I'm saying, every Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Send us some sounds over there in France. You might have your music played overseas. You dumb motherfuckers. Send us your goddamn music. What the fuck?
Right. What they waiting on?
Are you retarded? You got problems up there in the noggin? Nah, man. I'm just fucking with y'all. Just send us the music. We'll check it out. If we like it, we'll put you on the show. Other than that, man, you guys have got anything you want to plug or anything you want to speak on?
Shit, this is the same old shit. UGS for life on this motherfucker. Check us tomorrow.
Yeah. Great episode tonight, man. Mr. Ski brought it, man. That was a good interview.
Shout out to Mr. Ski. You know what I'm saying? We look forward to that. Oh, yeah, Cuckoo Cow on Monday. Don't forget that. And then there will be a church rally this Sunday. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the topic is, it's always going to be some real shit, man. That's what it's all about. So, well, keep fucking with us. We'll see you guys soon. In the meantime, do what the song says. It's self-explanatory. Oh, yeah, before I go, one more thing. For you hating motherfuckers out there, eat a fucking dick. We see you bitches. You're nothing. You're worthless. You're fucking fake on all levels. We don't even give a fuck about your stagnant ass. So quit fucking harassing us and quit following us, because we know you'd be checking this shit out. You fucking bitches. Take a puff. Don't. New Direction. Hop that album.
Take a puff. Hey.
it for the hood. I keep that line looking weed with fruity air smelling good. What you smoking that wood, you should have purchased my pack. And if I smoke some regular weed, best believe it ain't average. You told me you had some good, you take this shit with some Cali. Look like some homegrown shit that you grew in the alley. Here don't even pass me that, take my blood and pass it back. One puff, two puffs, now you having an asthma attack. I look like some cataract, shit I smoke on Consumrat. Cutie service with my purchase, you gon' spend about a stack.
Take a puff, hey.
Smoking on the best dope, rolling up that West Coast. Keep it with me, OG and Sour, that's like the best smoke. I started out when I was young, didn't really know any better. Back then, we was blowing blunts, getting high off Reggie Miller. Nowadays, it's 93, nothing but gas and lean in me. Loud packs, they blow, raw papers, I roll frequently. Keep it in me all the time, if you looking for me, I'm on cloud nine. Never been smoking that regular, had to retire that shit back in 2009. Now I'm on some heavy shit, roll up, no petty shit. When you see me smoking, just know it's that California shit. I done broke down with the best of them, rolled up with the rest of them. I'm still smoking it loud, choking it right now as I bless them.
Take a puff.